This is episode 1835. Welcome to your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are getting ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. As you get ready to meditate today, know that you can do the meditation techniques I'll share with you in this episode, whether you are seated meditating or whether you are out and about going through your busy day. In today's episode, we are at the next to the last episode of our 7-part series. We've been exploring this week having to do with managing distress. And this is day 6. And I always share with you in the 6th episode of a series how to layer together the different meditation techniques into your meditation. And this is, in my experience, the best way to meditate. Because what the techniques do for you, doing the techniques, by the way, is not meditating. What the techniques do for you is they allow you to transition from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to inner stillness. It's very difficult, even for long-time meditators, to step out of their day, sit down to meditate, and instantly experience inner peace. It usually takes some time to transition, to allow your body and your mind to become calm at your own pace. So you pull away from the distractions and the stress and the to-do lists and all those things happening out there around you. You pull away from that gradually to a more interiorized state where you feel an inner sense of calmness. And this is what the techniques do for you. So you've been exploring a different meditation technique in each episode this week. So we'll layer those all together. If you would like the full half-hour guided meditations, I invite you to try the Sip and Om meditation app. This is where I share more in-depth guidance and insight as well. You do get a journal customized for each week's theme that we explore. We explore a new theme every single week, and you receive a slowdown guide with all the techniques for the week right there at your fingertips. Again, that is at the Sip and Om meditation app if you would like a little more. I'll mention also that we do offer now herbal tea subscription boxes. These are organic herbal teas because I share an herb with you customized for each week's series there on the app. So you can learn how to use the herbs just as you would meditation techniques as you meditate. You can find those herbs at sipandom.com and also on the app. So, as you get ready to settle yourself down right now, I want to share with you a little insight in regard to our theme this week. It's been a pretty intense theme. How are you doing as you manage distress? Whether for you that's grief or trauma or anger or a sense of sadness or depression, anything that makes you feel hopeless or stuck. I want to share with you that feeling distressed is not a sentence. Your mind and your body's reaction to stress. So it's very possible to heal. Even the most distressed, angry people can heal. Your brain can heal and rewire. So this kind of trauma is not a destiny. You can heal your brain and your heart. When safety is created, healing happens. And that's the key. Learning to identify what helps you to feel safe and pursuing safety. This will help you to heal. So you've learned all kinds of ways to manage your distress this week throughout the series. You can go back and listen to this week's previous episodes if you're new here, or if you would like to review some of the insight in regard to how your brain responds to being flooded with adrenaline when you're experiencing distress and trauma and your fight or flight response. Now, as you settle yourself down to meditate right now, begin to calm your mind and body. I always say that to you each time we meditate, especially on the guided meditations on the app, because when you calm your breath, you allow yourself to calm your heart rate. And as I shared with you earlier in the series, there is a threshold we reach when we're not able to access our prefrontal lobes when we are in great distress and our heart rate is 100 beats per minute or higher. This seems to be where we go into great distress and we're not able to access our critical thinking or to control our impulses. So when you settle yourself down with your breath each time you show up for yourself and meditate consistently, you are doing yourself a great service, because when you feel yourself begin to reach that threshold, you can instantly begin the process of calming your mind and body using your breath. So as you sit down and relax and ease into your meditation, as you inhale and exhale through your nose, inhale and visualize receiving peace from someone you feel safe with, or maybe a location that makes you feel safe. So as you inhale, visualize yourself receiving this peace. And as you exhale, visualize yourself sending out your gratitude. Gratitude is one of the most powerful emotions. It helps you to feel calm. Inhaling and receiving peace from someone you feel safe with or some location that makes you feel safe. And as you exhale, sending out your gratitude, giving your gratitude. mentally repeat, I open to life's flow. I open to life's flow. Feel yourself open up to a state of peace and grace, knowing your distress will pass. When you open yourself up more and allow life to flow through you. You may do this week's Garuda Mudra to feel unstuck, to feel free, sliding your right hand on top of your left hand with your palms facing your chest, intertwining your thumbs together and spreading out your fingers to where your hands look like a bird. Your fingers look like the wings of a bird. The Garuda Mudra, giving you this sense of freedom. Visualize yourself soaring above all that holds you back, all that puts you in a state of distress, soaring above it. You could visualize your stomach, your abdomen, with a fire burning brightly. Your zest for life and your passion burning within you, securing you, making you feel safe. Visualize the color yellow surrounding you, protecting you. Continue your meditation, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.